Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Facets of the Heart. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and DJ of love. You are listening to the show all about romance, and every Monday night you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story, and be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So we have an amazing guest tonight who is in the studio with me right now. We have Brittany Fay, and she is awesome. I have met her when I was at the Ask Cat party with Nita Nee, and she has been super cool enough to come into town and do the show with us. So it's been so awesome. So I am going to welcome her with one of her hit songs, Dance With Me. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and we are going to interview her right after this. So that was Dance With Me with our special guest, Brittany Faye, who is with me right now.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so nice being here.
Yay. I'm so glad you're here. So you just got into town. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Santa Monica.
But where are you coming from before that?
Before that, Orange County.
Oh, my gosh. Craziness. So that's awesome. And tell us a little bit about how you got involved in music.
In college, I would write songs and play them for my friends. And one of my friends, Margaret, she signed me up for this open mic and told me that there was no going back. And so I performed the songs and got this huge reaction from people the next following days at school. And I decided, wow, I never thought that something that I created by myself could be shared and understood by other people. And it kind of, I was bitten by the bug.
Aww, that's amazing. And how did you start writing songs of your own?
Oh, I was writing lyrics and poetry ever since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it together with music probably later on in my teens.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to us a little bit about your first experience in the studio?
Oh, first experience in the studio. Well, I was in college at the time. I was working on my senior project. My senior project was an acoustic album. And I used one of my friend's home studios. And it was interesting because, I don't know, the first time you're in a studio, you don't know how things work. It's kind of a foreign environment. And I had been so used to playing and singing at the piano. So really what it was just something different and new that I had to learn.
Oh, that's so cool. And have you been playing piano your whole life as well?
I have. I didn't like it at all. Growing up, I didn't want to practice. It was such a chore, and we would set those timers, right? And I would cheat the timer, right? So it would end sooner. I just didn't like it. And I went to OSHA for piano, and also didn't like it. And it wasn't until I discovered contemporary music and started playing that I enjoyed it.
That is awesome. Yeah. So you like piano now?
I do. I think it was being classically trained that I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Who are your musical influences?
I think the first song that I ever learned was Vanessa Carlton or Michelle Branch, one of those. And that was the first thing that I learned. And then I listened to a lot of Missy Higgins and Sarah Bareilles.
That's cool that you know Missy Higgins. She's not really too popular in America because
she's
Australian. So, but oh my God, we love her.
Of course.
Oh my God, I wish I could have her like on the show with me. Or see her in concert.
Yeah,
or something.
Invite me when that happens.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh my God, absolutely. She is so, so awesome. Very cool. So, how did you get involved with ASCAP?
ASCAP. I was working for an artist, Peggy Ducanel, and she invited me as her guest to ASCAP, really, was how that happened.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And for you, do you have a tour coming up or any live performances?
I don't. Not at the moment, no.
We really want you to have more.
Okay. I'll definitely let you know.
Yay. So tell us a little bit about the song we opened with for you, Dance With Me.
Dance With Me. I wrote that over a year ago, and it was on my EP. I wrote it honestly because I had a dream about it, and just the idea of love being this dangerous thing, of being vulnerable and being pulled out into the ocean. And so I used that metaphor of love being being pulled out into something that is unknown and kind of dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been in love before, and that's kind of how I imagined it would be. It's interesting because my boyfriend now, we met at a line dancing club.
Oh, cool!
Where he asked me to dance, and I always knew that I wanted to be with someone who loved dance and appreciated it. And only because, you know, I feel like we live life in a bigger way when we're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great expression of how we feel. And so anyway, he asked me to dance, and it's interesting because that song, although it wasn't really based on a person, it's kind of come to fruition.
It is. It's like a self-fulfilling romantic prophecy.
Right.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Well, we have another song of yours that we're going to play right now, and it's called Feel You. And what can you tell us about your connection with this song?
I always struggled with the idea of long-distance relationships. I didn't understand how they actually would work, only because one of my love languages is touch, and I really and quality time. And mm-hmm. so being next to that person, being with that person is really important to me. So I wrote this song with that in mind, the idea that I really just want to feel you. And that's how I'm going to feel like we're in a relationship, that we're actually doing this.
That is beautiful. And for all you guys listening, if you haven't read the book, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, it's incredible. So you guys should absolutely read it. It's a really good one, which teaches you about how to give your lover the love language they understand and how to feel fulfilled as well by receiving the love language that you need. So it really helps relationships. So enjoy that. And also enjoy the song Feel You by Brittany Faye. And we'll be right back.
In my head I'm tied and twisted up in your arms all alone. I can't breathe. In my head I'm wrapped and gifted up for you alone. No one holds me like you do. Here I am in a crowded club and all I do is think about us.
loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauran.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have a very special poet on the line with us right now. We have Zara with her raw poetry, and she is going to read us a very passionate poem. How are you doing, love?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What poem do you have for us tonight?
The poem I have tonight is called Cost of Love.
Mm.
So it's a fun little perception, I guess, on different types of love and what you can and can't have.
Oh, my gosh, yes, what we can't have in love.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I heard a quote the other day that hit me. It said, too many people that aren't in love are together, and too many people that are in love can't be together or something, like they're far away from each other or something like that. It was really nice.
Aw, that's actually really poignant.
I butchered the quote, but, yeah, the meaning is there.
You're so funny. Awesome. Well, feel free to read your poem anytime you're ready.
Okay. I'm in love with a soul I cannot have. Is it worth it to even waste my time? Yes, because to even feel that you're in love is such a rarity. I would give anything for a second of the dose. If you have someone to love, love them more. I don't know how many nights I can put myself to bed thinking of you. You're not mine to have, but I want you. It sounds so wrong, but I know you love me. It's not a guess or an assumption or even wishful thinking. It's what you said to me. It's the way you look at me. I don't know how to do anything without doing all of it. Look at me now and tell me if you want this, if you want me, if you think I'm worth it. I don't think it's a coincidence that we met. I think it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me. You give me the vision of love I fumbled with for years until you made it make sense. I stare at you. I stand in front of you. Just tell me yes. Tell me you would reach out to me if I fell. I don't know how many masks you have, but I'm sure I surpass yours. It's not about manipulation, loss, or deception. The various shades of who we are is simply mirages to protect our souls. Make me feel like a woman for just a night. I want my body to quiver simply by hearing your name. Tell me now, you want this or not? For life, for love, or for nothing at all? I can't hold my breath forever. I have one foot out the door. Just tell me anything. If not, I will close the door indefinitely. Please don't make me beg.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for reading that, love.
Well, thank you for letting me read it. On the show.
Absolutely. And what would you like to promote tonight?
For anybody that has a chance to listen to our track, Lost Empires, featuring Melanie Rose and Mr. Blue, it's BLU, on YouTube or iTunes. Totally love the feedback. And, you know, just to continue to support for raw poetry itself and the book and people speaking their mind, and just to get a chance to check out my page and contact info, it's pretty cool. So.
Awesome. Well, for everybody, contact information is facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/zibraham181. And you guys should definitely check out her track and definitely get her book, Raw Poetry, for sure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, baby. I hope you have an amazing evening. And thank you again for calling into our show, as always.
Well, thank you for the I love my Monday nights. My Monday evenings are dedicated all for you.
Yay. Awesome. Okay, well, you have a wonderful evening, love.
You too. Thanks. All right.
Bye. All right, and now we are going to play another song by Brittany Faye, and this one is called Johnny.
Ooh, Johnny, tell me how you find me. Ooh, Johnny, is this really what you wanted? Have you tried, to get me out of your mind? Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on coming back. Ooh.
That was Johnny by Brittany Faye, and we have her with us right now. So it's so funny because we were talking a lot off the air and everything in regards to like all of her cool music and that sort of thing, and we were talking about one of her songs that she wrote, Off-Roads, which I'm going to be playing for you guys tonight. And so I'm looking forward to playing that one. And with the song Johnny, you were saying also before you even got on the show about that song. So that was actually pretty cool. So you said that was like kind of a fun song.
Yeah, you know, I think I wrote that when I was 19, 20. And I was dating, but it was all surface dating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're not really looking to commit to anything. And secretly, deep down, though, I think all of us girls, maybe not all the time. I should preface this. Maybe not all the time. But if we're playing hard to get, it's because we really want you to come back and, like, fight for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had that mentality a lot with dating. And so I turned that into a song. It's this flirty, I don't want you, but I do want you. I'm going to say go away, but I really want you to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that one came from.
Awesome. Very, very cool. And for you, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aquarius, I think.
Oh, fun!
February 7th, is that?
Yeah, that's Aquarius.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very, very fun. Aquariuses are awesome. They're very social and they're very humanitarian and that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. If there was one thing that you could do to help save the world, what would you want to do?
Help save the world.
Or like a message you would like to, you know, share with your fans or something.
I always had a heart for adopting kids. I think that there's so many kids out there who are being abused or in just really bad environments. And for those people who have the opportunity to adopt kids, I commend them for it. I think it's an amazing thing that we're helping these souls out, you know,
mm-hmm.
Who are going to one day change the world in their own ways. So that's probably where a lot of my passion lies is in adoption and kids.
Oh, that is so cool. So do you plan on adopting your own child one day?
I do.
Yay! That is so cool. I know I've always felt like, I don't know why people always feel like they have to have a child from their own body, especially when there's so many kids out there that need homes, you know?
Right, right.
So that's so cool that you're going to do that.
I think so too.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the bodies of work that you have. So you have an EP. And then you have a lot of songs that you sent my way, which I love. So
right.
Can you tell us a little bit about these groups of songs available?
Sure. Yeah. So the ones that I sent your way that aren't on the EP are the ones I've done recently. They've been collaborations. So how my career has changed as an artist is it's kind of shifted into more of a songwriter, which is why when you asked, when are you playing? I said, I'm not too sure. mostly because I've been writing for other people's albums. So I've been doing that, and I've also been doing my other work as a videographer and photographer
yes,
for other people.
Because you have all sorts of fun stuff that's kind of complementary to the music that you're doing, like directing, you were saying. And so tell us a little bit about some other projects that you're doing.
Sure, of course. So when I got into the music industry, I also did music videos for other artists. And when I got into that, I was offered other jobs for corporate videos and photography for album art and, you know, for random things like church events and golf tournaments and portrait photography and so on. So it kind of turned into this fun word of mouth business that I was able to keep carrying on. And what's been interesting is that I use music even when I'm doing something like a corporate video. For example, the last corporate video I did, they needed a trailer song, something that they could license and it could be their own theme music for the company. And I was able to contact a producer I knew. We were able to work on it, get it out there efficiently, and they had ownership of the song immediately. However, if I didn't go into the music industry initially, I wouldn't have known how to even do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's great to have those contacts.
That is awesome. And then tell us some about the collaborations you've been doing.
Sure. It's funny because I try to say his name and I never get it right. And I just texted him yesterday because I knew I was going to be on the show. And I was like, how do you say your name? Okay, so he said it was Andy Favre.
Like a football player. Yeah,
there you go. He said it with a French accent. I was like, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, so I've been working on his album. He does electronic dance music.
Oh, Andy from ASCAP.
Yes, Andy from ASCAP.
Oh, French Andy. Bianca, our friend Bianca always, they called him French Andy.
French Andy.
Yes.
She's going to have dinner with him tonight.
Nice. Yeah, I played one of his songs actually on the show a few weeks ago, like maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I've been working with John Mulaney. He's a Canadian rock musician. Nita, you've had on the show.
Yeah.
We've been doing some collaborations. So mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun because it's working in different genres that I haven't worked in by myself as an artist. And when you work with other people, you have the opportunity to grow mm-hmm. and to expand. And I don't think I would have been able to do that if it was just me alone at the piano.
Mm-hmm. So are you the vocalist for all the collaborations that you're doing?
Let's see. Yes. Oh, no, not for Andy's, but for everyone else's, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Or I'm doing background vocals.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Awesome. Well, we have another song that we're going to play of yours right now called Prisoner of My Mind. And what can you tell us about this song?
This is a collaboration with Guy Thomas. We wanted to put something out there that was folky and that talked about the idea of just being stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been struggling with just, like, you know, when we were just talking about this, when you know somebody's not good for you, but you mm-hmm. just can't get them out of your mind.
Yes.
And that's where this is. The Prisoner of My Mind was based completely on that.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Prisoner of My Mind by Brittany Faye, and we're going to come back with more music and more interviews right after this.
No!
And that was Prisoner of My Mind by Brittany Faye. And we were just talking, actually, about how I could totally hear that song on, like, Nashville or Pretty Little Liars or something. So, super, super awesome. All right, now I have Jeff with his artist to watch this week, which is a really cool pick. So, Jeff, who would you like to introduce to our listeners this week?
All right, what we got this week is something that's actually literally happening as we're speaking. You know, most of the time you hear about a new artist or whatever, and they've been sitting on the shelf for a little while, or it's been building momentum, or, you know, it's you know, any one of the various opportunities for them. But this one is literally just taking place and going to probably take off pretty quickly. And it's a group called Dumb Blonde. All right, it's two members from this former group that you're probably very, very familiar with, Dante Kane, who gained a lot of popularity from their VH1 experience through MTV, and is still to this day the only all-girl group to actually have two consecutive number one albums in a row. So had a lot of success there, toured with everybody. They generated millions and millions of dollars in sales and lots of hit singles. They were around for about 10 years, but they broke up. They went their own separate ways, did some individual projects. Well, two of their members, Audrey and Sharon, actually got together. They formed a phenomenal bond on the road over that course of a period of time and formed this group called Dumb Blonde. And it has actually gotten some phenomenal press already. They are literally, as we're speaking, the website is going up. Things are popping up there. There's going to be tour dates soon. They haven't been announced. I mean, there's nothing even available to actually purchase right now as far as any singles. But what we've got for you tonight is one of the singles from this upcoming album. And you're going to get a preview of something that's literally happening right now. And that's what's really exciting about this, because you get to see it before it really takes off, and it will take off. So take a look at it, listen to what you like, and I hope you like it.
Oh, my God. I love that Dante Kane, you know, kind of branched off and made this duo. That's so, so awesome. I love their stuff so much. So I hope you guys like Eyes on the Horizon by Dumb Blonde, and hope you love it.
I'm reaching out. I don't know.
So that was Eyes on the Horizon by Dumb Blonde, a branch off of Danny D. Kane. Super, super cool. I can't wait to hear more stuff by them as they come out with it. Super awesome. And now we have Lydia with her Shakespeare in Love.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great night. I just saw Terminator in IMAX 3D, which is pretty amazing. And I don't know if you noticed, but remember when we went to the red carpet premiere of the Johnny Depp, Morgan Freeman movie? I don't know. What was the name again? Transcendence. It was really interesting how they used singularity and predicted stuff that would happen in the future with computer algorithms becoming smarter than the average human or the average computer as we know it today. So it's really fascinating to see, like, where will it go and how self-aware are computers right now and how smart and self-teaching are the algorithms we have. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting movie to watch, and the poem I chose is Sonnet number 12, Shakespeare's. When I do count the clock that tells the time, and see the brave day sunk in hideous night, when I behold the violet past prime and sable curls all silvered o'er with white, when lofty trees I see barren of leaves, which erst from heat did canopy the herd, and summer's green all girded up in sheaves, borne on the briar with white and bristly bed, then of thy beauty do I question make, that thou among the wastes of time must go, since sweets and beauties do themselves forsake, and die as fast as they see others grow, and nothing against time's kite can make defense, safe breed, to brave him when he takes thee hence. Anyway, I hope you're having a great night. Bye.
Thank you so much, Lydia. For everybody following Lydia throughout the week so you can see what she's up to. I hear rumors she may be even going to Munich soon. You guys can go follow her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayen. And now we are going to play our sneak peek song of the week. And it's so funny that we have this particular artist this week because I was in Aeropostale with my friend Samantha today and they were playing the song over the speaker. And I thought that it was really, really cool. So my phone was basically dead and I couldn't Shazam it. But they said that it was Young Blood by B. Miller. And I thought that was really, really cool because I knew that we would be featuring her music tonight on the show as a sneak peek. So I actually have a song by her called Fire and Gold. And then in the extended podcast portion, we're going to play Young Blood and then Force of Nature as well. So I thought that we would play a song you may not have heard of by her, but I so love her Young Blood song. And this is Fire and Gold by B. Miller. And this is an album that is coming out this Friday. So I hope that you guys enjoy it. And this is Fire and Gold.
Like an astronaut that scared of heights, with a heart that's beating at the speed of light, you've been waiting for this feeling all your life. Sometimes it's just hard to realize when you're done. A moment and you forget the soul.
that was Fire and Gold by Bea Miller off her album Not an Apology, and that comes out Friday, so I hope you guys love it. And now we are going to go back, and we have fun questions for Brittany, who is with us right now, so she's super awesome.
Oh, geez, fun questions.
Yay! What are some of your website links so that people can follow you and find you and hear your music and all that stuff?
Sure, I would love to connect with you on my social media network. Facebook.com/BFayMusic. Instagram, my username is B.Fay. My website is BFayProductions.com. That's where you can find not only my singer-songwriter work, but also my photography and videography work, who I've worked for and so on. I think that's about it.
Very cool. So I love that stuff. And for you, I would say if there was one thing that you could achieve with your career or with your music, what would it be?
My career, my music. I want to be able to use it all. So the fact that I have talents for not only songwriting, but directing and doing photography, I want to be able to combine it and create something that's creative, magical, and inspires other people.
That is so very, very cool. And I know you're doing some collaborations right now, but would you like to tell us about some of your upcoming projects or things that are in the work that we can look forward to seeing with you?
Sure. Quite a few originals that I've been working on. So there's that. I think those will be mostly not released in an album, but online for streaming or via a music video, a live music video most likely. Also, the collaborations. I know Andy's coming out with his album sometime this year. John's also coming out with his album. So those releases will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make sure everyone knows about those as well.
Yay, awesome. And I was going to ask about the music video stuff. So I know you've done it for some other people, but do you have music videos for your own music yet?
I mean, those music videos that I did for myself, those were like, not the best quality. I mean, we were just playing around.
Mm-hmm.
Those were shot mostly in college. So the ones that I did for myself, I probably don't have on my YouTube. I'm hoping people aren't going on the YouTube right now. I'm thinking, what's on there?
I know, right?
But no, actually, I was thinking of doing a music video for Prisoner of My Mind. I have this really cool story that I want to be able to translate onto the screen. So we'll see about that one.
Ooh, can you tell us a little sneak peek about your concept?
Yeah. I really want to be in a cage. So I want, you know, like a bird cage. I want it to be like strapped to my head.
So bird cage like Regina Spektor or bird cage like 50 Shades of Grey?
I didn't see 50 Shades of Grey, so I have no idea what you're talking about. So let's go with Regina Spektor.
They're hilarious. That's funny to super safe. No, that's cool. So like basically like Rihanna birdcagey or like indie folky artist.
Indie folky artist.
Fun.
Very, very cool.
Should be fun. Yes. If you could make music with any famous celebrity, who would you like to make music with?
Missy Higgins.
Totally. That stuff is so awesome. I love that so much. And do you have a favorite or a romantic movie that you really like?
Not that I tell everybody, but okay. When I'm in a mood where I don't know, I'm just very quiet, or I'm, you know, I just don't want to tell people this, but I guess I kind of have to.
No, you don't have to answer it.
It's kind of embarrassing. My older sister and I, whenever we were just kind of in a funk or just moody, we would play Pride and Prejudice together, the one directed by Joe Wright. And so that's kind of been like our guilty pleasure.
Oh, cool. Now, is that the one with Keira
Knightley? Matthew McFadden.
Yes. Oh, I love her. She's so cool.
I've seen that so many times.
Well, I think it's beautiful. I mean, it's like a classic.
I love the score. I think Dario Marinelli does an amazing job. I also know quite a few pieces from that score on the piano, so
Ooh.
I'm a big fan. I don't like to advertise it.
Aw, no, I think that's very cool. We're a romantic show.
There you go.
Everybody would be like, yes, Pride and Prejudice. I love it.
No, that's awesome. Very cool. Well, now we have your song Off-Roads that we're going to end the live portion of the show with.
Okay.
And so I love that song so much. And I know you were telling us a little bit about that song. So is there anything else you would like to say about that show or anything else you'd like to say at all about your career before we wrap up?
Sure. Well, this next song, The Off-Road, it's actually a live performance. You can see me play it live on the piano on YouTube. I wrote this song. I was seeing someone who I knew wasn't good for me, but I wanted to experience the off-road. I wanted, he took me off-roading on one of our dates, and I just remember thinking, wow, this is just like an adventure. This is so fun. Like, I don't know where this is going to go, but I don't want this ride to stop. And so I wrote this song based on that date, but also our relationship. It was one that I knew would end, but I didn't want to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So that's what this one is. Check it out on YouTube. I'd also love to hear from you on social media, or you can contact me through my website. I'd love to get to know you and give you some free songs if you'd like. You can send me an email on that website.
Yes, I want to actually be able to get a hold of your acoustic album. Is that available for people or no?
You know, that was a senior project in college. I'll send you a select few.
Okay. I know that when music is done in college, people don't always feel like it's their best work, but I love acoustic stuff. So.
Oh, it was fun, and it was a good learning experience. I was able to perform all 12 songs at my senior concert with the full band. It was amazing that year. For the senior concert, I had advertised at the school, and 200 people showed up.
That's awesome.
To the concert, and I did not expect that. So they loved the album. They're probably the only people that have that album.
Nice.
And I don't share it very often, but I'd love to send you some.
Yay! Oh, that's so very cool. I'm excited. So very cool. Well, thank you so much, Brittany, for being with us on the show right now. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we actually have fans writing into the show right now that are just being like, need that, please. Like, everybody needs us to play all your music all the time.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we all love your stuff. So this is The Off-Road for everybody. And stay tuned also to the extended podcast because we are playing some more B. Miller. And thank you, Brittany, for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
Yay. Awesome. And everybody, we will see you next Monday with more music. So check back with us. We will see you next week. Bye.
I've been the one to stay in the line, follow all the rules and street signs. The city is my home, parking lots and paved roads. But here you are, just crossing the line. Yeah, we're leaving the city behind. I'm trying hard to hide what I'm feeling here inside. I'm burning up, singing out, running around, going crazy. Never thought it would come to this, but I can't resist. The off-road, you take me places I don't know. It touches me like moonlight and whiskey. The off-road, don't know how far this can go. We're running on more than gasoline. I bet you're thinking that you've done all right, and I've been giving you the green light to take me even farther, so we can see the Big Dipper. Snuggled up in the bed of your truck, is it possible to feel so much out here with the stars? I wanna know what you are. You're burning up, singing out, running around, going crazy. You probably knew it would come to this, and I guarantee it. The off-road, you think.
soaking in the glory of it all. But in dark times when we close our eyes, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. When the sun don't shine, we lose our minds. But I swear we can get there. We've got young blood, can't destroy us. We make our own luck in this world. We've got young blood, no one chose us. We make our own luck in this world.
One day we could run away, see it all before the pictures fade, and bottle up the feeling in a jar. Pass around to all our friends, we can breathe it in and out again, huddled in the backseat of the car. But in dark
shaking.